morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们早安。
We're thankful to the Lord that we can still gather together.
我们感谢主，我们现在仍能够聚在一起。
And we just pray that the Lord's presence would still be with us.
我们祷告，愿主的同在仍然与我们在一起。
And I'd just like to begin with a word of prayer.
我们开头已经祷告。
Lord, we thank you that we can come before you.
主啊，我们感谢你，我们可以来到你的面前。
And even though we are still meeting online and virtually,
主啊，虽然我们是在网上这样聚集，
we pray that your spirit would still come upon us in a mighty way.
我们祷告你的圣灵仍然大大的临到我们。
We pray that you would bless every family, every individual.
我们祷告你能够祝福每一个家庭，每个个人。
And every member of your house.
以及你家中的每一个弟兄姊妹。
Lord, we pray that you would continue to speak to our hearts.
主啊，我们祷告你继续向我们的心来说话。
Lord, we pray this morning that you would fill us, bless the speaking, the translating, and the hearing of your word.
主啊，我们祷告你早晨祝福我们听的、讲的和翻译的。
And may your name be glorified.
哦，愿你的名得到荣耀。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。Amen.
Yeah, thankful to the Lord that we could still gather like this.
我们感谢主，我们仍然能够这样的聚集。
As the pandemic continues to press on forward.
虽然这个瘟疫仍然正在进行中。
The Lord has reminded me of several things.
主好像提醒我好些事情。
And in my heart, recently the Lord has reminded me of my response to all of this.
主耶稣好像最近也提醒我对这些事情应有的回应。
And specifically, what should we be doing in these days?
特别是在这些日子，我们究竟该做些什么？
And the Lord gave me a word from the book of Peter, 1 Peter.
主把彼得前书的话来告诉我。
So I'd like to draw from First Peter, a couple of points, but specifically First Peter chapter 4 verse 7.
从彼得前书有几点我要交通，那我们先来看彼得前书第四章第七节。
I'm going to read the NASB version, and it says, "The end of all things is at hand, or is near. Therefore be of sound judgment and sober spirit for the purpose of prayer."
我要读的是 NASB 的英文版，那这里是中文。万物的结局近了，所以你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。
Now, some of the other English translations will use the word alert or to be watchful.
有些英文版本也用说是要警醒，要谨慎。
And we'll go into that a little bit later on.
我们之后会稍微更详细谈到这些。
But I'd like to break down this verse in a little bit more detail.
但我想把这一节再详细的来交通一下。
So it starts off with the end of all things is near or is at hand.
因为这里一开始是说万物的结局近了。
So we see from scripture that the end is near.
所以我们从圣经上来看到说是近了。
And in recent messages we've heard of reminders that we will be hearing of wars, rumors of wars, pestilences, famines, earthquakes, days of Noah, days of Lot.
所以我们最近常听到就是在末世是有地震、有饥荒、有瘟疫，好像挪亚的日子，好像罗德的日子。
And evilness in the hearts of man.
在人心里面的罪作恶。
We'll see lawlessness all around us.
我们看见在我们周围有许多不法的事情。
And through these past couple of years, we've also heard messages that all the prophecies pertaining to the Lord's return have been fulfilled.
那在最近几年我们所听到的信息就是有关于主耶稣基督再来之前的应许都已经应验了。
And all of these are actually mentioned in 1 Peter, if you look at chapter 3 and part of chapter 4.
事实上这些事情在彼得前书第三章和第四章都有谈到。
And we don't have time to go through it in detail, but it talks about how the Lord came, how he lived in this world, how he went to the cross and died for our sins.
因为他讲到说主耶稣基督怎么样来到这世上，他怎样在十字架上为我们舍命。
And how he resurrected.
后来他复活了。
And he is now back sitting at the right hand of the Father and reigning.
他现在在父神的 右手边也在为我们祷告。
And also how he is ready to judge all who have ever lived.
而且他也会来审判所有的活的人。
So we know that the end is near.
所以我们知道是万物的结局是近了。
But when we hear that the end is at hand or the end is near, what is our response?
但是当我们听到说结局是近了的时候，我们该有什么样的反应呢？
And sometimes we may panic.
那有时候也许我们会惊慌。
You might say, well, I'm not ready yet.
因为我们可能说哦，我还没有预备好。
And that causes us to panic and it causes us to put things into our own hands.
所以叫我们很惊慌，我们就想要说靠自己的手来解决一些事情。
We feel like we need to take action.
因为我们觉得我们好像我们要有一些行动。
And sometimes that causes us to be more religious.
有时候也许这会叫我们好像在宗教的行为上更敬虔。
We try to serve as much as we can. We try to attend every single church meeting.
好像我们想要尽可能的去侍奉，我们尽可能每一个聚会我们都参加。
Thinking that doing all of these things might prepare us.
因为我们心里想说、哦、我们如果做了这些事情我们似乎就有所预备。
And we implement all of these religious activities into our lives in order to try to be ready for the end.
所以我们在我们的 生活里面我们就做了很多这些宗教上的行为好像让我们自己能够预备好一样。
Or perhaps we become more legalistic. We try to set up rules for ourselves and saying that I'm allowed to do this, but I'm not allowed to do that.
或者说我们可能说有点律法主义我们想要说给自己设立一些规则有些事情我们可以做有些事情我们不能做。
But does all of that really bring us closer to the heart of God?
但是这些行为是不是真的把我们带到更近靠神呢?
Is that truly what our response should be in these times?
难道说在这个时候这些是我们应该有的反应吗?
Some of us might...react in a way where there's indifference in our heart or we have spiritual apathy.
但是也许有人是在心里面漠不关心属灵上的一些沉滞感。
Maybe we hear of the end times and it doesn't faze us at all.
也许我们听到万物的结局在末期的时候我们好像觉得跟我们没关。
Maybe for some of us, this whole pandemic that we're in, we see the social injustice and...It doesn't have any impact on us.
也许当我们看到这些疫情，看到这社会上很多不公不义的事的时候，我们觉得好像漠不关心。
It doesn't impact us spiritually.
好像并没有影响我们属灵的光景。
We almost feel like it's a nuisance that we can't wait for this to be over so that we could get back to normal life.
因为我们好像觉得这实在是很恼人的事情，我们很希望这赶快过去，我们可以完全回到以前那个光景。
And so we don't really care that.We are in the end times, that the end is at hand.
而我们甚至不关心说我们事实上是处在末期我们好像不关心这结局是近了。
But in the midst of all of this, have we ever paused to think, what is the Lord trying to say to us? What is the Lord trying to do?
但在这一切事情发生的时候我们是不是应该暂停下来我们来思想究竟主要我们有怎么样的回应
Are we so focused on hoping that this will all be over with so we can get back to normal life that we ignore what the Lord is trying to say to us?
是不是我们只是专注于想要说这些事情赶快过去我们可以回到以前那些正常的生活我们却忘记要来听主要我们这时候应该有的回应
Now Peter tells us the end of all things is at hand.
因为彼得是这样说万物的结局近了
And he tells us exactly what our response should be.
因为彼得也告诉我们我们应该有什么样的回应
The end of all things is at hand, therefore pray.
因为这里讲到说万物的结局近了所以要祷告。
So Peter connects the nearness of the end with the need for prayer.
所以彼得在这里是把万物的结局和祷告联系上来。
And he points us, back to the teaching of Jesus in Luke chapter 21 verse 36 regarding things to come when the Lord is going to return.
因为他也讲到说路加福音31章36节那里讲到主回来的一些光景。
And what the Lord's teaching for us is.
因为在那里主有给我们一些教导。
He says, but keep on the alert at all times praying that you may have strength to escape all these things that are about to take place and to stand before the Son of Man.
因为这里讲到说你们要时时警醒常常祈求使你们能逃避这一切要来的事得以站立在人子面前。
So prayer is such an important response when we think of this phrase, the end is at hand.
因为当我们读到说这个结局近了的时候我们发现祷告是一个是最适当的回应。
And Peter also, he doesn't just say, go ahead and pray.
但彼得并没有只是说哦去祷告。
But he tells us what we need to be like.
也他也告诉我们他也告诉我们应当有怎么样的心。
And he says, the next phrase is, be of sound judgment.
因为他接下来讲到就是要有健全的心思健全的判断。
So it's not just, Peter wants us to pray, so let's just pray.
不是说我们只听到彼得告诉我们要祷告我们就祷告了。
But with sound judgment.
但是乃是要能够有一个健全的心思或健全的判断。
And with sound judgment, first we need to recognize that prayer is really a privilege given to us by the Lord.
首先我们要看见祷告实在是神主所赐给我们一个特权。
It's understanding, first of all, that we really have no right to come before the Lord in prayer, but He allows us because He's given us His forgiveness and the cleansing of His blood, and that allows us to even come before Him.
因为本来我们是不能够来到神面前祷告的但是主耶稣基督赐给我们赦罪靠着他的血我们可以来祷告。
Sound judgment is having understanding that it truly is a privilege to be able to connect with the Lord in prayer.
所以当我们有健全的心思的时候我们知道这正是一个真正我们可以与主连结的时候。
Sound judgment is understanding that God is not just some type of genie where we,bring our desires to him and he just answers them.
因为健全的心思并不是说把神当作一个好像精灵一样就是我们来到他面前他就答应我们要所要求的。
I'm going to quote Brother Nee in how he described prayer.
我想要引述一下尼弟兄他在祷告上面一些交通。
He said, the highest motive of prayer is not having it answered.It is to join man's will with God's so that he may be able to work. Sometimes we may ask incorrectly and thus our prayers go unanswered. Yet if our will is joined with God's, he is still able to work out his will.
This is 尼弟兄的一段话讲到祷告他讲的说祷告蒙应许并不是祷告最重要的目的乃是祷告重要的目的乃是要使人的旨意和神的旨意能够连结好叫我们虽然有时候是求不对的事情但是神仍然能够工作因为我们的旨意可以和他连结
It is honestly praying the prayer that our Lord Jesus prayed in Gethsemane not my will but your will be done
所以祷告正像是我们应该学主耶稣基督他在科西马尼园里面所讲的不要照我的旨意乃要照你的旨意。
And sound judgment is also not allowing our emotions to get tied up into our prayers.
所以健全的心思也就是说不要让我们自己的感情能够在祷告里放在祷告里。
And we know that God is in control of all things and all that happens in the world.
因为我们知道神在掌管万事所有发生在世界上的事都在神的掌管里。
So, we shouldn't get caught up in the bandwagon effect with being emotionally charged in our prayers.
所以我们在祷告的时候不应该让我们的情绪受到这些影响。
Whether that be the COVID pandemic, social injustice, things politically.
所以不论是新冠病毒或是社会上的不公不义这些都不应该影响我们在祷告里面的感觉。
But rather with sound judgment, we need to see what God is doing.
但是当我们有健全的心思的时候我们就可以能够寻求神的旨意。
Pray according to his will, and as our brother Nee said, to be joined with his will.
所以我们应该顺着神的旨意来祷告，正好像倪弟兄这样说的，我们的旨意应该与神的旨意连结。
Now, other English translations like the Darby, the NIV, the New King James Version, they use the word to be alert or to be watchful.
那其他的一些翻译讲到这个健全的心思或是谨慎之手，它是用到警醒这个字。
And if you're to be watchful and alert, you are that because there's imminent danger in front of you.
所以当你能够警醒的时候，你一定是感觉到现在你的眼前有很多危险。
Otherwise, there's no need to be watchful.
所以如果你不觉得有危险的话，你就不会警醒。
So 1 Peter 5:8 tells us, be of sober spirit, be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour.
所以在彼得前书第五章第八节是这样说，务要谨守警醒。因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
So Satan is constantly trying to devour us, to deceive us.
所以仇敌他一直在做的工作就是要吞吃我们，要来欺骗我们。
And even in our prayers to God, Satan can deceive us.
甚至当我们在向神祷告的时候，仇敌也可以利用来欺骗我们。
He might cause us to think thatIs God really in control of all things?
因为仇敌可能会叫我们这样思想说，哦，神是否真的是掌管一切吗？
Does God really care to answer our prayers?
所以神真的是顾念来回应我们的祷告吗？
Is the Lord really coming again?
难道是不是主真的要再来了吗？
And so Satan can deceive us even as we pray to the Lord.
所以当我们甚至跟主祷告的时候，仇敌也可以利用来欺骗我们。
So we need to be on alert, we need to be watchful.
所以我们必须要能够警醒，我们必须要能够谨慎。
Satan can also cause us to think that how we are living our lives is right, when actually it could be opposing to God.
仇敌甚至可以让我们觉得我们现在过的生活是非常是合神心意的，事实上我们所过的生活是与神反对的。
So,With sound judgment, we need to be on alert. We need to be watchful.
所以当我们有健全的心思的时候，我们的确需要警醒，需要谨慎。
And with sound judgment, we need to honestly make the prayer of Psalm 139, verses 23 to 24.
所以祷告的时候，我们应该有诗篇139篇。
Verse 23 to 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxious thoughts. And see if there be any hurtful or offensive way in me. And lead me in the everlasting way.
He said, 神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有。引导我走永生的道路。
That we would be continually bringing this prayer to the Lord. That the Lord would search our hearts, that we could be watchful and alert, that we are not deceiving ourselves and allowing Satan to deceive us.
所以我们应当时时在主面前有这样的祷告，就是主啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，好叫我们能够在神面前能够时时警醒，能够抵挡仇敌这些欺骗。
Now, the next phrase of this verse in the NASB says, be sober in spirit.
在彼得前书那里的经节那里面也有翻译的是用这个 sober, 就是能够谨慎警醒。
The danger facing us is that we fall in love with the world and we become spiritually dull.
因为我们所面临的危险就是我们落在爱这世界的光景里面，我们灵里就迟钝了。
And we can be so drunk in the world and consumed in our self-centeredness that we can no longer hear the voice of the Lord.
因为我们好像能够好像沉醉在这世界里面和自我的感觉里面，我们就忘记了主。
We lose focus on what is in the Lord's heart.
而我们就失去那个注意主内主心主的心里面的事情。
And we lose our spiritual compass.
而我们就失去了属灵的一些指引。
And so, while we are still in this pandemic, while we still see social injustice, the chaos, a lot of social issues getting pushed forward.
当我们在这疫情的当中的时候，我们也看到许多的不公不义的事情，而这些社运好像会影响我们。
Instead of being caught up in worldly ideals, we all need to sober up.
所以我们为了避免被这些世界的事所湮灭，我们必须要能够清醒，能够谨慎。
So we need to sober up so that we can hear God's voice.
And so,
go ahead.
所以我们必须要能够清醒，好像我们能够听到神的话。
And that we can understand His will with more clarity.
好像我们能够清楚明白主的旨意。
You know, there are some other translations that use the word serious instead of sober.
那也有一些翻译本，他们是用这个严肃这个字来代替清醒这个字。
And I believe in Darby he uses the word serious.
我想是在达比圣经翻译本，他是用这个字严肃。
Sorry, not in Darby. I think there's other versions that say serious.
对不起，不是达比圣经版本，是有其他的版本用这个字严肃。
And so this means that we need to be careful of how we live.
所以这就是说我们必须要谨慎我们如何过日子。
That our choices, the choices that we make can impact our ability to think clearly.
所以我们所做的选择会影响我们做正确的选择。
So being sober in spirit or being serious in our spirit, we need to keep our desires in check.
所以我们要在灵里面能够清醒，在灵里面能够很严肃，我们就要注意我们的需要。
With the mentality that the Lord teaches us to deny ourselves and follow Jesus.
所以我们应当有这样的心态，就是主耶稣其实教导我们的，能够舍己。
And lastly, he says,For the purpose of prayer.
所以最后彼得这里讲到说是为了要祷告，警醒祷告。
So to put the whole verse together, the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be of sound judgment and sober spirit for the purpose of prayer.
所以这里讲到完全的这一节是讲到说彼得前书四章七节。万物的结局近了，所以你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。
It's not for any other reason, but it's for the purpose of prayer.
所以当我们看到说万物的结局近的时候，我们不应当去做什么其他的事，而是要警醒祷告。
And when we read the Bible, we see, you know, what should we be praying for?
所以当我们读圣经的时候，我们说我们要该祷告些什么？
We should be praying for the kingdom.
我们要为着国度祷告。
The coming kingdom.
我们要为着要来的国度祷告。
For strength to endure and escape the trap of spiritual apathy.
所以我们应该能够要有这个能力，能够避免属灵里面的漠不关心。
And like in Luke 21:36, pray that we can be able to stand before the Son of Man.
好像路加福音21章那里讲到说，我们要祷告，好像我们能够站立在人子的面前。
So brothers and sisters, in the days that we're living in, do we hear what the Lord is saying to us?
所以弟兄姐妹们，在我们所每天所过的日子里面，我们是否听见主要对我们所说的话？
We need to not play the fool in thinking that there's still a lot of time.
我们不应该自己很愚昧说，哦，我们还有很多时间剩下。
And continue to dally with sin and the world.
然后我们不应该常常在罪里面和世界里面打滚。
But we should heed the words of Peter.
那我们应该注意彼得所说的话。
That the time remaining should be spent in earnest prayer.
所以我们应当能够很切切的来祷告。
That we would not be made drunk and hard by the cares and pleasures of this world.
所以我们不应该被今生的思虑和这些醉酒来所缠绕。
So brothers and sisters, this is what the Lord has convicted in me recently.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这是主最近在我心里面所放的负担。
And he continues to bring me to a better understanding of prayer.
所以他彼得主一直借着这些话语，让我能够更好的了解祷告。
And the funny thing is, the more that the Lord shows me about prayer, the more inadequate I feel like my prayers are.
那很有趣的就是当主耶稣基督更多启示我祷告的事情，我就发现我在祷告这件事情上实在是缺乏很多。
But the Lord used this verse to really convict in my heart, in my life, what my response should be in the times that we're living in.
但主耶稣基督实在是用了这节经文来让我知道像我们现在所处的末世应当如何生活。
But that all Christians, genuine believers of the Lord, we need to rise up and pray.
所以所有的基督徒，真正相信主的基督徒，我们都应该起来祷告。
Pray with sound judgment, pray with sober spirit.
我们应当谨慎自守，能够警醒祷告。
And knowing that the end of all things is at hand.
因为我们知道万物的结局是近了。
This will conclude my sharing.
好，我的分享就到这里。
弟兄姊妹好。
Good blessings to you, brothers and sisters.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我从主得到的负担也是跟 Ben 弟兄是很相似的。
The burden I received from the Lord is very similar to that of Ben's.
在开始接受邀请要来分享的时候，主给我里面的负担就是关于这个万物的结局近了。
When I first was asked to share, the burden the Lord gave me was that the end of all things is near.
是关于主再来这件事情。
And the return of the Lord.
因为我觉得在这个时代，可能我们要分享的话呢，就一个题目。
In this time, if we're going to share, there's only one topic.
就是关于主再来的题目。
And this is regarding the Lord's return.
然后呢，因为我们时间有限的话，我们可能只能讲中间的一个点。
Because our time is limited, we can only speak on one point.
就是主再来的时候的话呢，我们怎么知道这个有多近，这个时候怎么分辨这个时候。
And that is, how do we know the timing of the Lord's return?
当我在寻求的时候的话，慢慢慢慢接近到最后的时候呢，主给我更确切的一个负担。
And as I was searching even more into this topic, the Lord gave me an even more specific burden.
也是Ben弟兄提到的，就是我们该怎么回应的问题。
This is what Brother Ben mentioned, which is how do we respond?
然后呢，主给我的一个经文的话呢，就是哥罗西书三章一到四节这段经文。
The Lord gave me a scripture. It's from the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verses 1 through 4.
我们先来一起来读，我来读中文，我们 Nelson 弟兄来读英文的。
Let's read it together. I'll read in Chinese and Nelson will read in English.
所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事，因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
Colossians 3:1-4. Therefore, if you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory.
我们再有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你。
Our precious Lord, we want to worship and praise you.
这是何等的福分，我们可以来服侍你这位永生神。
It's truly a blessing and privilege that we can serve the Most High God.
这是何等的特权，我们可以来分享你的话语。
It's a privilege that we can fellowship on your word.
我们求你来掌管下面的时间。
That you may watch over this following time.
掌管我们的口。
Watch over our mouths.
掌管我们的心思意念。
Watch over our thoughts and our hearts.
但我们所分享的是你要我们所说的。
And what we share is what you want us to share.
让这些话能够进到弟兄姊妹的心里面去。
And these words may enter the hearts of our brothers and sisters.
成为随时的帮助。
And can be an ever-present help.
成为生命的供应。
And life.
成为我们在末后的时代在地上行走的力量。
That in this last time that we can have strength to walk.
感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise you.
祷告奉主的名。
Pray in your name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们知道这段经文是神赐给哥罗西的教会的。
We know that this word is given to the church at Colossae.
在这里第一节说，你们若真与基督一同复活。
The first verse says, if you have been raised up with Christ.
这个若这个字的话呢，在希腊原文里面也可以翻译成既然。
The if is in the Greek can be translated if you have.
就是说你们既然与基督一同复活。
Or now that you have. So now that you have been risen with Christ.
这不是一个假设的一个条件。
This is not a false if.
这是一个事实。
But it's a true statement.
所以我们看见说这帮基督徒是已经与基督一同复活的基督徒。
So we know that this group of Christians, they have already been raised up with Christ.
我们知道在第二章的末尾的话，那里提到说你们若真与基督一同死，一同受死。
We know at the very end of chapter 2, talks about the crucifixion of us with the Lord.
所以我们知道说这帮基督徒是已经与基督同死同复活的基督徒。
So we know that this group of Christians have died with Christ and they have risen with Christ.
他们里面已经得到基督的生命。
So they have already received the life of Christ.
他们已经站在这新造的地位上面。
And they stand in this new position.
所以呢，保罗，神就借着保罗要告诉他们怎么样能够活出这新的生活来。
So the Lord uses Paul to show them how they can live out this new life.
所以对我们来讲的话呢，也是非常重要的。
So to us, it's also very important.
我们在这末后的时代，我们怎么样能活出这新的生活来？
In these last days, how do we live out this new life?
怎么样活出基督的复活的生命？
How can we live out this resurrected life?
那属天的生命？
This life from heaven.
那得胜的生命？
This overcoming life.
那超越环境的生命？
This life that is beyond our circumstances.
像 Ben 弟兄刚才已经提到了，我们看我们的环境的话呢？
As Ben mentioned, if we look at our circumstances,
有太多的事情让我们沮丧。
There's a lot of things that can give us despair.
有不公不义的事情。
There's unrighteous things.
有不圣洁污秽的事情。
There are unholy things.
有这个纷争的事情。
There are things of division.
但是我们该怎么样来反应？
But how do we respond?
是从我们怎么看这个事情的角度来决定的。
It depends on which perspective we look at these things.
因为你从不同的角度来看，你可能就有不同的反应。
With different perspectives, you can have a different response.
而你怎么来看的话呢？只有一个角度是对的。
But there's only one correct perspective.
就是从圣经的角度。
And that is from the Bible.
从基督的角度。
From Christ.
从神的角度。
From God.
来看，你才能有正确的反应。
Only if we see this way do we have a correct response.
那我们回到这些经文里面，上面接着说说。当求在上面的事。
So if we look back on these scriptures, Paul writes, set your minds on the things above.
这里求的话呢，有寻求的意思。
So to set, keep seeking the things above. So seeking is to look after.
对，这个求的话呢，其实在希腊原里面，原文里面呢，有寻求，有渴慕，有寻找，有来请求的意思。
So the word seeking in the ancient Greek means you're looking for, you're searching for,You're finding.
所以是一个很主动的，就是我们这一边我们要去主动做一些事情才能得到的。
So this is a very active word. We have to take a part and participate in seeking.
然后后面讲到说上面的事。
And later in this phrase it says the things above.
那上面的事是什么事呢？
What are the things that are above?
然后后面接着说那里有基督坐在神的右边。
Afterwards it says where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.
所以上面就是天上。
So what is above is in the heavens.
天上的话呢，只有基督和神。
And what's in the heavens is Jesus and God.
就是基督坐在神宝座的右边。
So Jesus Christ sitting at the right hand of God.
就像贝利就刚才提到说，我们的主已经为我们死，已经为我们复活，现在坐在父的宝座右边。
As Ben mentioned, our Lord Jesus died for us and rose again and is now seated at the right hand of God.
这是一幅基督得胜的图画。
This is a picture of the overcoming Christ.
所以我们在那里看见说上面的事就是基督的事就是神的事。
So the things that are above are the things of Christ, are the things of God.
圣经里告诉我们说神的奥秘就是基督。
The Bible tells us that the mystery of God is Christ.
基督的奥秘就是教会。
And the mystery of Christ is the church.
所以简单讲的话呢那就是上面的事就是基督和教会。
So in summary, the things that are above are Christ in the church.
那我们换句话讲的话，这就是神永远的旨意。
Using another phrase, this is the eternal purpose of God.
那如果我们展开一点说的话呢
？We want to take another perspective，
就是我们说的更具体一点。
To say more specifically，
那就是我们知道神造人是有个目的的。
We know that God has created man with a purpose。
神造人是为了让人来代表神。
God created man so that he can represent him。
代表神行使权柄。
He can represent his authority。
来管理天上的鸟，来管理海里的鱼，来管理地上一切行动的活物。
To rule over the birds of the air, the fish of the sea, and every living thing that moves on the earth.
神造人还向人来彰显神的性情。
God created man so that he can manifest the Lord.
彰显神的美德。
And manifest his virtue.
我们知道神是圣洁的。
We know that God is holy.
所以他要人也圣洁。
So he wants man to be holy.
他要人过圣洁的生活。
He wants man to live a holy life.
我们知道神是公义的。
We know that God is just.
所以他要人在地上能够行公义，好怜悯，全谦卑的心与他同行。
So he wants man to seek righteousness and justice, during his life on earth.
我们知道神也是爱。
And we know God is also love.
他要人来爱神，来爱人。
He wants man to love God and to love man.
他要我们能够彼此相爱。
He wants us to have love for one another.
他要我们能够爱人如己。
He wants us to love each other.
所以这就是神所要的。
So this is what God desires.
他要我们能够活出他自己来。
He wants us to live out himself.
但是堕落的人类不能行公义。
But a fallen man cannot manifest God's righteousness.
也不能过圣洁的生活。
He also cannot live a righteous, a holy life.
更不能爱人如己。
And he really can't love one another as he loves himself.
所以我们的父神就让他的独生子到世界上来。
So our God,sent his son to earth,
道成肉身,
to become flesh,
成为神所要得着的那个完美的人,
to become that whole person, whole man, perfect man that God desired,
把神自己那完美的生命里面的性情和美德能够彰显出来,
so that in this perfect man, God's life and virtue can be manifest.
主耶稣在地上生活了33年半,
our Lord Jesus lived in the earth for 33 and a half years.
他是完全无罪的。
And he was without sin.
包括他的心思意念，包括他的言语，包括行为。
His thoughts, his words, and his actions
是完全圣洁无瑕疵的。
Were completely holy.
但是到末了，他就要为我们的罪被钉在十字架上面。
But at the end, he was crucified on the cross for us.
三天后从死里复活。
And 3 days afterwards, he rose from the dead.
有40天之久，显现给门徒，显现给使徒们看。
And on the day of Pentecost, after he rose from the dead, he showed himself to the apostles and the disciples.
有四十天之久。
After 40 days.
就整个时间有一共有四十天。
A total of 40 days, he showed himself to the disciples and the apostles.
然后主耶稣基督在橄榄山升天。
And then he rose again, he ascended on the Mount of Olives.
然后又过了七天，在五旬节的时候
，And after 7 days at the day of Pentecost，
圣灵浇灌下来
，The Holy Spirit was poured down，
教会就诞生了
，And the church was born。
教会在地上的使命就是给主耶稣基督做见证。
The mission of the church on the world is to be a witness for the Lord，
传扬天国的福音。
To share the message of heaven，
使得救的人数能够天天嫁给教会。
That more and more people each day may be added to the kingdom of heaven.
最后得救的人数满足的时候
And when the numbers of those who are saved is full,
我们众圣徒就能够一起迎接主耶稣的回来
The saints may together welcome the Lord's return.
当主耶稣回来以后要在地上建立千年国度
And after the Lord returns, he's going to create his kingdom here on earth.
那得胜者的话就要与主耶稣一同做完一千年。
The overcomers will reign with the Lord for a millennium.
当这个千年国度过去之后的话呢，就是新天新地。
And after the millennium kingdom is the new heavens and the new earth.
那时候有公义居在其中。
At that time, righteousness will be there.
这是彼得后书3章13节提到的。
This is what it says in 2 Peter chapter 3.
然后的话，万有都在基督里面同归于一。
And all will be one in Christ.
那么神永远的旨意就成就了。
And the eternal purpose of God will be complete.
然后呢，当我们看见我们现在这个时代在神的旨意中的时间点的时候
as we look at our current life and the world and the eternal timeline of the Lord,
刚刚班弟兄也提到了，我们已经到主耶稣快回来之前已经很短暂的一点时间了。
As Ben mentioned earlier, we are just before the return of the Lord.
那我们该怎样生活？
How then should we live?
我们对周遭发生的事情，我们该有一个什么样的态度？
What attitude should we have towards the things that are happening in the world?
我们该有一个什么样的反应才是合神心意的？
What type of response is according to the Lord's heart?
神在这最后一点时刻，他要做的工作是什么工作？
What is the work of the Lord in this very last bit of time?
我们再回到这个圣经这段经文里面来讲。
Let's return back to this passage.
下面说，你们要思念上面的事。
It continues by Paul says, set your minds on the things above.
这个思念这个字呢，在希腊原文里面编号是5426。
In the word set in the ancient Greek, it means
编号，那号码是5426。
There's a number. It's
5426. 这个字呢，在新约圣经里面一共出现了20次。
This word appears in the New Testament 20 times.
在其他地方出现的时候的话呢，他们有的时候翻译成不同的这个意思。
In different times, instances, it's translated slightly differently.
因为这个字的意思很丰富。
Because there's many meanings for this term.
它有体贴的意思。
It means considerate.
比如说罗马书八章五节里面。
For example, in Romans 8:5.
那你说到说，随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事。
It says that those who are of the flesh consider things from the flesh.
那随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。
But the holy person considers things that are holy.
那个体贴就是同一个字。
That word consider is the same word.
这就是说，我们不光是要思念天上的事，我们还要体贴天上的事。
So this means that we should set our minds on the things above, but also consider the things that are above.
我们知道天上的事就是神的永远的旨意。
And again, the things that are above are the God's eternal purpose.
所以我们要去揣摩，我们要去体贴神的旨意。
So we need to reflect and we need to consider the things that are above.
那在同一个希腊原文中还有另外的意思，就是看重的意思。
This word in Greek has another word meaning that means look upon.
然后这个是在比如说罗马书十四章第六节的里面。
For example, in Romans chapter 14, verse 6.
它这个中文翻译就是解说守日子的人是为主守的。
In the Chinese,
罗马书十四章六节。
It says, he who observes the day observes it for the Lord.
这个守这个字呢，就是同一个字。这个守这个字跟那个思念跟那个体贴原文是同一个字。
This word observes, is the same word as consider, is the same word as, to set your mind on.
那但是呢，更准确的翻译的话，那这个守字的话呢，也可以翻译成看重。
But another translation of this word, observes is to look upon.
就是看什么为重。
To look upon, what to be your importance.
就是这句话的意思是说，有一些人他们看某些日子特别重要，然后呢，这是为主看的。
So some people they observe certain days to be more important, and that's because of the Lord.
那我用到我们这节经文里面说，就是我们要看重天上的事情。
So to use it in this passage means we need to observe the things that are of heaven.
我们要看重主所看为重要的事情。
We need to observe what the Lord observes as important.
然后呢，这个字的话呢，还有站在一边的意思。
And this word also means to put aside.
就是我们要站在主的那一边。
Or, excuse me, to stand next to. So we need to stand on the side of the Lord.
对，我们不要站在这地上的一边。
We should not stand on the side of the world.
我们不要站在我们自己肉体血气的一边。
We shouldn't stand on the side of our flesh.
我们要站在这个圣灵的一边。
But we need to stand on the side of the Spirit.
然后我们再看这第二节的后半段，这里说不要思念地上的事。
The second part of verse 2 says not on the things that are on earth.
这里的话呢，这个原文里面其实没有思念这两个字。
In the original, there's not the word set your.
所以就说不要地上的事。
It just says, as in English, not on the things that are on earth.
就是也许这个字可能这样翻译的话，可能觉得太坚决了，所以翻译的人的话就把思念加进去。
Maybe because the translation wasn't clear, so the translator added that verb in.
也没有错，因为这两句话是相对的，对不对？不要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
It's not incorrect because these two phrases are part of the same verb.
但是更直接的讲翻译的话呢，就是不要地上的事。
But a more direct translation is not on the things that are on earth.
为什么不要地上的事呢？
Why not on the things that are on earth?
因为地上的事是暂时的。
Because the things that are on earth are temporary.
地上的事都要是过去，都要过去的。
The things that are on earth are passing away.
并且很快的就过去了。
And they're passing away quickly.
特别对我们这个时代的人来说。
Particularly for people of this generation.
真的是很快。
It really is very quickly.
可能一眨眼之间就过去了。
Just in a blink of an eye and it's over.
启示录里面呢，我们看见说。
Revelation tells us.
地上事的源头其实是在天上。
源头。
地上事的这个源头原因。
The source of the things that
在天上
are actually the things that are of heaven.
就地上为什么会有这么大的分裂
？So why are there so much conflict on the earth?
为什么有这么大的纷争
？Why are there so much conflict?
甚至征战。
And wars,
或者是不公义
or unrighteousness,
或者是不圣洁
or unholiness.
这源头都是因为那个魔鬼。
The cause of this is our enemy.
在现在这个时代
in this generation,
因为快到末尾了，所以天上会有大征战。
Because we're coming to the end, there's a conflict in heaven.
War,
a war in heaven.
启示里告诉我们说，这个征战只会越来越大。
Revelation tells us that this war will only increase.
但是有一天，魔鬼会在这个征战中被打败。
But one day, our enemy, the devil, will be defeated in this war.
然后被打到地上来。
And he will fall to the earth.
地上就有了七年的大灾难。
And there will be 7 years of tribulation.
那七年大灾难过去之后，就千年国度到来了。
And after these years of tribulation, there will be the new, there will be the millennium kingdom.
启示录告诉我们说，甚至到了千年国度之后。
Revelation tells us that even after the millennium kingdom is over,
当魔鬼从这个无底坑里面被放出来的时候
when the enemy is released from the abyss,
魔鬼还要在地上做最后的挣扎。
The enemy will still have some final conflict and chaos in the world.
带领那个时候的列国和神的百姓来征战。
And,to bring the people of the world and the people of that heaven to battle.
当然魔鬼最后会彻底失败。
Of course, he will ultimately fail.
最末了经过那个白色大宝座的审判之后。
And before the great white throne,
魔鬼会被丢在这个硫磺的火湖里。
The enemy will be thrown into the lake of fire.
直到永永远远。
For eternity.
然后呢这里说你们要思念上面的事不要思念地上的事。这个怎么应用在我们的日常生活中间呢
？So here that we are to set our mind on the things above, not on the things that are on earth. How do we apply this to our daily life?
后面接着说，你们已经死了。
It follows by saying, for you have died.
所以对我们这些重生得救的人来讲
，So for those of us who have been born again,
地上的事已经结束了。
The things on earth have already ended.
我们应当活在天的境界里面。
We ought to live on the things that are above.
所以后面接着说，基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，我们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
So verse 4, he writes, when Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you will also be revealed with him in glory.
我原来读这些经文的时候，我的理解是指，是说这经文是指着主耶稣再来的时候说的。
When I first read this verse, I was thinking this was applies when the Lord has already returned in the future.
那时候我们都要身体变荣形。
At that time, our fleshly bodies will become glorified.
和主耶稣一同显在荣耀里。
And we will be in glory with the Lord.
或者是指的说，我们众圣徒被提的时候。
Or it's talking about the rapture.
我们被提到空中，和主耶稣一同显在荣耀里面。
When we meet the Lord in the air, we will become glorified with him.
但正在预备的时候，在又读的时候。
But when I was reading this verse again,
我有个新的感觉。
I had a new revelation.
这也是指我们日常生活当中当我们活出主耶稣的生命的时候，主耶稣的荣耀显在我们身上的情形。
This is also talking about in our daily life when we live the Lord's life out through us, we can also appreciate our experience His glory.
这就又回到我们原来神造我们的目的的时候，就要让我们活出他的公义、他的圣洁、他的爱的生活。
This returns back to the meaning of God creating us that we can manifest.His love, His righteousness, His holiness.
我刚才提到说，我们之所以有不公义的事情，是因为魔鬼是不公义的。
I mentioned earlier that the reason why we are unholy and unrighteous is because the enemy is unholy and unrighteous.
魔鬼之所以堕落，就是因为他不行公义。
The enemy is fallen because he is unrighteous and unholy.
我查到这个以西结书二十八章十三节。
I was looking in the book of
以西结二十八章十三节。
以西结 is.
Ezekiel.
Ezekiel chapter
二十八十三节。
28 verse 13.
这里有一句话说，因你贸易很多，就被强暴的事充满。
In Ezekiel chapter 23, verse 13, it writes, I saw that she had defiled herself. They both took the same way.
是因你，因为这个经文很长，那我挑的那一段就是因你贸易很多，就被强暴的事充满。
23:13, right?
28:13, sorry. 28:13.
Apologies. Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 13.
Sorry,
it's Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 16. By the abundance of your trade, you were internally filled with violence and you sinned.
对，这里的贸易的话呢，就是指买和卖。
The trade that it's talking about here is trade and goods.
就是交易。
It's a connection.
那我的理解的话呢，就是也可以是这个手上经手的事情，经办的事情很多。
So, my understanding of this is that there's a lot of exchange.
然后这里说强暴这个字的话呢，原文也有就是不公义的意思。
And this word violence, it also means in the original, unrighteous.
它当然有这个暴力的意思。
It also has this meaning of violence.
但也有不公义的意思。
It also has a meaning of unrighteousness.
这就说明说魔鬼是不行公义的。
And this means that the enemy is unrighteous.
那神所要的是要我们过一个行公义的生活。
What God wants us to live is a life of righteousness.
那没有时间讲具体的见证，但是呢，我可以简单讲的话呢，就是我们在处理事情的时候，很多时候神会提醒我们，让我们看见说这个事情到底公义不公义。
When we live our daily lives, we know that the Lord will give us an understanding of if we're living righteously or not.
就这个事情的话呢，可以是小事情，可以是大事情。
Whether it's in small things or big things.
这事情的话呢，可以是家里的事情，也可以是公司的事情，甚至可以教会的事情。
Whether it's things at home, at work, or in the church.
那如果圣灵光照我们，让我们就是看见任何有不公义的事情的时候，立马要停止。
And if the Spirit convicts us that we are doing something unrighteous, we have to stop immediately.
有些时候魔鬼会把他的心思意念放在我们的里面，好像就是让我们为了自己的考虑，也许你会往那边偏过去。
Sometimes the enemy puts attacks us and questions and have us question if we're following righteously or not.
但圣灵光照我们，让我们看见说神是行公义的，并且将来有一天，我们所行的一切，我们所说的一切，我们所想的一切，都要摆在审判台前的时候。
But the Spirit convicts us, and as we know that whatever we see or think or say, it needs to be placed before the righteous throne of God one day.
所以我们最好现在就行公义，免得将来受审判。
So right now and today we need to pursue righteousness, or else we will have to receive punishment.
好，我时间就停到这里了，我的分享就停在这里。
I'll end my sharing here.
好。我们现在下面就有一点报告的时间。
We have some time for announcements.
我们的报告事项都在教会的网站上面。
All of our announcements are on the church website.
然后呢，第一项是请弟兄姊妹们尽量参加祷告聚会、读经聚会、薄饼聚会和信息聚会。
The first announcement is we encourage brothers and sisters to diligently attend our prayer meetings, our breaking of bread meetings, Bible studies, and our message meetings.
也要鼓励和帮助自己的儿女参加他们的聚会。
And we encourage you to, those who have children, to help facilitate the children's ministry meetings as well.
并且关心你所认识的，但是尚未参加各种线上聚会的弟兄姊妹们。
And encourage those who you know to also attend these meetings.
鼓励他们参加。
encouraging to attend who don't attend often.
如果他们有这个技术上的问题不会连线，那么要帮助他们能够连线上来。
If they have some technical difficulties, perhaps with connecting online, please give them assistance.
那另外一个报告是说，那个 Bank of America 有个新的规定。
Another announcement is that Bank of America has a new requirement.
所有奉献给教会的支票都必须写上教会的全名。
If you're going to write a check to the church, you need to write the full name.
就 Seattle Christian Assembly 要写全了，不能写缩写。
You have to write Seattle Christian Assembly, no abbreviations.
如果你是写 SDA 的话呢，支票会被退回来。
If you write SCA, the check will be returned.
并且会对教会进行罚款。
And the church may receive a fine.
然后第三点的话呢，就是关于这个福音聚会的。
The third point is about the gospel meeting.
感谢主，我们昨天晚上有一个很好的福音聚会。
Thank the Lord, last night we had a very good gospel meeting.
有200多人来参加。
There are 200 plus participants.
有大概7个人举手决志。
And about 7 people rose their hands to believe, to accept the Lord.
我们为他们祷告。
We pray for them.
我们也继续为这个福音聚会这个新的形式来祷告。
And we continue to pray for this new format of our gospel meetings.
求主让我们能够知道在这个这样的一个时候我们该怎么样来传福音。
That the Lord will teach us in this type of time how we can share the gospel.
为他做见证。
To be his witness.
因为这也是在这个时代神所要完成的工作里面的最后一项就是福音要广传。
Because this is one of the things that the Lord wants to accomplish in his last days, that his gospel may be preached.
只有当得救的人数满足的时候，主耶稣才能回来。
And only when the number of those saved meets fullness and completion will the Lord return.
然后呢，下个礼拜天是张家昌弟兄交通，张明健弟兄翻译。
Next Sunday, the speaker is
Jim Zhang.
Is Jim Zhang, and the interpreter
Josh.
Is Josh.
我们为弟兄们的服事祷告。
We pray for our brothers' services.
然后第三个代祷事项是说，求主使我们效法基督。
The next announcement, may the Lord help us to continue to follow Christ.
做神忠心有见证的仆人。
To be his faithful servant.
在谦卑、忍耐、安慰、盼望中来建造基督的身体。
In humility, love, and hope to build up his body.
在新冠病毒对世界的这个震动之下。
In the aftermath of the global pandemic.
趁着还有今日。
While there is still today,
那我们竭力追求那不能震动的国。
May we diligently seek after the kingdom of heaven,
照神所喜悦的来侍奉神。
And serve the Lord faithfully,
按着恩膏的教训住在主里面。
And we can receive direction in the Lord,
紧紧跟随主。
To follow diligently after the Lord.
然后第四个代表事项是说，美国的疫情仍然严重。
The next announcement is that the pandemic is quite serious in the U.S.
社会动荡不安。
And there's a lot of societal change.
情况非常令人忧心。
And the environment can cause us to become anxious.
求主感动国家的领袖们行公义。
May the Lord give our leaders wisdom.
行公义好怜悯全谦卑的心与神同行。
That they may follow and lead in a humble way.
愿神以公义为受屈的人伸冤。
That the Lord
may
grant justice to society.
抚平不满的情绪。
And to foster peace.
神的爱使不同的族群能够相爱和睦。
That God's love may bring reconciliation between races.
国家能够重新团结。
That the country may be united,
社会恢复安定
and society may return to a peaceful time.
也求主赦免罪孽
the Lord forgive sin,
医治疾病
heal our sicknesses,
叫福音广传
and allow the gospel to be spread,
教会复兴
and the church may be built up.
最后一点是请在祷告中纪念主内的肢体们
The last point is please pray for our brothers and sisters,
患病的、年老的、体弱的
Those who are sick, those who are elderly, those who are weak.
以及在医院、养老院、药局工作的弟兄姊妹们的平安和健康。
The health and safety of those in nursing facilities who are in the hospital working in the medical field.
好，报告就先这里。
We'll end our announcements here.
好，主祝福大家。
May God bless everybody.